am Riyad Gebsi. I am in the business, seed business in Tunisia, in vegetable seeds, my company is there. I am also president of the Tunisian Seed Association and president of the African Seed Trade Association 2018-2020. Mm-hmm. I'm also member of the board of ISF.
Riyad, thanks so much for sitting down with me. Much appreciated. I'm sure you have a very busy schedule. You are here not only as president of the Tunisian Seed Association, and you're running a company, but also as president of the African Seed Trade Association, AFSTA. What would you say are the major challenges for African seed companies at the moment?
Exactly. Thank you very much for the invitation. In fact, yes, I'm coming directly from Nairobi, where we spent all this week with meetings there, including the AFSTA board of AFSTA. So I'm coming directly from there. And the main challenges we have in Africa today in the seed sectors are first, the pests, the big pests, like the fall armyworm, like the MLN. These are very, very important. The main also areas on which we have some challenges are the plant variety protection, the implementation of the harmonization of COMESA, the seed quality control, and the fake seeds. So these are really today the main challenges we have. If we are speaking about plant variety protection, you know, this is very important for the development of seeds in Tunisia. And in AFSTA, we are working on it. We organized last October a workshop on the plant variety protections in which around 17 countries were invited and were there. And we discussed about this, because without plant variety protection, we cannot develop a new seed. We cannot have a good seed trade work. Mm-hmm. Second challenge is the implementation of the harmonized regulations, and we are trying to advance on these. On COMESA, we are on the stage of implementation of the new catalog. We are following up what is happening in SADC, in ECOWAS, EAC. So this is really important challenge. Mm-hmm. And we are working on it in AFSTA together with our partners to implement and to facilitate the seed trade. Mm-hmm. About the second challenge is the implementation of the the seed quality control, mm-hmm. which is also very important. And this is there is a lack, in fact, in Africa on the seed quality control. So we are trying also to help the national plant protection, the MPPOs, the organization and the public organization, mm-hmm. so that they organize themselves, and then we make them trainings so that they organize something themselves to organize more control of the seeds. Of course, you know that the phytosanitary matters can be something used to block the trade. Mm. So that's why in AFSTA we are working also in order to facilitate, this is our main mode, to facilitate the seed trade with quality seeds. So that's why we are going through the National Seed Association and also centrally through AFSTA to help these MPPOs to build them, to train them. Last week, we also had last Thursday, 2 days, 3 days ago, we invited in Nairobi 15 countries from East Africa, Austral Africa, mm-hmm. and made and get a workshop on the implementation of ISPM 38. Okay. So this was also a very good occasion to try to explain to the MPPOs the importance of these measures of the ISPM 38, and what we found is. The idea is that really that this MPPOs needs more to be there is a lack of materials. There is a lack of capacity, human capacities, financial capacities.
Okay.
So that's why I think also it's our duty to try to help and to train and to explain this ISBM 38 to encourage the movement of seeds through the countries in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other challenge I spoke about, I gave a point on it, is the fake seeds, which is also very important, because this is really a big challenge and a big problem if there is fake seeds. So that's why we need to get more the countries or the governments involved in to take the right measures against the fake seeds. This is coming from the seed inspectors, of course. There is some countries in Africa where there is Kenya, for example, there is many inspectors, around 50, but there is also other countries which are behind, like Uganda, where there is not enough seed inspectors. So I think this we need to encourage the governments to get more inspections on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a whole lot of challenges, Riyad. And I know from following it a little bit that a lot of work has already been done, but still quite a bit of work ahead. What would you say are the main is the main strategy to overcome these challenges?
I think the strategy is, as I told you, this in fact these challenges are part of AFSTA strategic plan. And in AFSTA strategic plan, in fact, the main issues are the plant protection varieties. It is coming from the discussion with ARIPO, which is already in advanced with discussion with UPOV, but with UAPI also, who needs more to discussions also with UPOV, and we are trying to help and to help on this issue. The implementation of the harmonized regulations is also one of our main priorities in our strategic plan and in the work in general of AFSTA. And we are also in direct contact with the RECs, with the regional economic communities, to try to implement this harmonization. In COMESA, is implementation is advanced stage of the implementation, and in other in SADC also, in other regional economic committees like ECOWAS, we are in the beginning. We are also trying to put on this this harmonization on the on the rail, let's say on the way. So this is really our day to day work in the frame of our strategic plan. The seed quality control and the phytosanitary measures is also one of our priorities. And that's why I say, this is why we organized this year this with a big cooperation with ISF and SANSOR, the South African Seed Association. Mm-hmm. We organized this phytosanitary workshop for the East Africa. We are planning to make the same for next year on West Africa countries and North Africa. So this is also one of our priorities, as I said, to explain more to the MPPOs this importance of the implementation of the ISBM. And we are going to try also to see how we can help these MPPOs and this to get more cooperation, internal cooperation between these MPPOs. It was a good idea to bring them all together and to exchange between them what their needs and their ideas. And we find it out that more communication with these MPPOs together but with them also from AFSTA side and from ISF, etc. It will be good to get this for East Africa, we did it this year, and we are planning to make it for West Africa for next year. Mm-hmm. And for the fake seeds, as I told you, it's very important to explain the mm-hmm. danger of these fake seeds on the seed sector in general, and the need to assist governments to raise the number of seed inspectors and to set up really against this phenomenon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is in general what is so. These challenges are in fact the basis of our priorities. Our priorities mm-hmm. in AFSTA, in our strategic plan.
And what I'm hearing, Riad, is that really the key of it all is to have good strong national seed associations and AFSTA in a key coordinating role to push everything forward.
Exactly, Marcel. One of our duties in AFSTA is to assist the national seed associations and our strength in AFSTA is coming from the strength of our members, yeah. especially from the national seed association. Yeah. So we do in our day-to-day work is also to be present with the National Seed Association to try to mm-hmm. to get them training, to get them to make them able to be strong, so that mm-hmm. AFSTA is strong, and so that the seed sector in Africa is strong.
Yeah, great. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
To shift gears a little bit to more global stage. We've seen in many countries a strong debate on plant breeding innovation, with some countries allowing the products of plant breeding innovation and other countries and even regions deciding to regulate it as GMOs. Is this a debate that is playing in Africa as well?
Yes, it's a beginning of a debate. It's not so that now the first subject in the news, but There is in some countries, like in Kenya, like in Nigeria and South Africa, there is discussion, internal discussion about these issues, about the plant breeding innovations. These are the three countries in Africa where the debate is a little bit advanced and where there is a local debate, and AFSTA also is trying to have a look on it.
Mm.
In AFSTA, we have our committee dedicated to this. We have a plant breeding innovation committee, which is trying to follow up these debates and to follow up this very important message. We organized also this week in Nairobi on Monday a training. Mm. To the AFSTA board on the plant breeding innovation.
Okay.
And I would like to thank Galish, the Secretary General of Euroseeds, mm-hmm. who came for one day to Nairobi and make these presentations about the plant breeding innovations. And it was really a very interesting discussion. Together with the board, you know, our board is representative of almost all the African areas. Sure. So it was really a very good discussion about the plant breeding innovations.
Mm-hmm.
So we are keeping an eye on this, as I told you, and this is also one of our strategic priorities.
Yeah. So you've come, as you said, all the way from Nairobi to Stockholm, very long trip.
Yeah.
What do you hope to achieve here?
First of all, Euroseeds is coming to our congresses,
mm-hmm.
so it's a duty of AFSTA also to come to the Euroseed Congress. It's very important here to be here in this Congress. But as I said, I told you, in AFSTA we have members from not only from Africa but also from Europe. We have a very good exchange with our members from Europe. We have also our main sponsors for mm-hmm. our main Congress, annual Congress, which is one of the main source for our finances, for our survival yeah. as an African association, which is the annual Congress. So I am here also to see our old sponsors, our friends, and to also have to try to have new sponsors for our next Congress, which will be 2020 in Zambia, in Livingstone, from 3 to 6th of March. So this is also one of the reasons to come here, to exchange, of course, with all the European friends and members. We had yesterday, and we will have also today, we are invited to the secretariat's meetings here in the Congress. So this is also a way to see how association, very big associations like your city is working. So we are, I am here also to follow up this. And, I think this is a good reason, and very important reasons to be. A lot of reasons to be here. Yes.
Very good. Yeah. You mentioned AFSTA already. You're president of AFSTA. You mentioned Sansor already, and I know that next year's ISF World Seed Congress is going to be in South Africa, if I'm correct.
Exactly.
So, why is it important to have a World Congress on the African continent?
I think this is unique. This is a very good news for Africa. This is a new, unique occasion for African companies, I can say even small and medium seed companies in Africa to come to this Congress and to see what is happening in all the world. And I mean, our AFSTA Congress is important, but this is the ISF Congress is a very good opportunities for this, for these companies to come and see what is happening, the news, the innovations in the seed sectors, in all kind of sectors. So this is really a very good occasion to be there. And South Africa is playing a key role in Africa in general, in all sectors in general, but in the seed sector also, with a very dynamic and important see the National Seed Association, which is one of our main members in AFSTA. So this, I think, is very important for Africa. It's very important also for ISF to be in Africa and to show to the African what are the news and what are the innovations in the seed sector.
Mm-hmm. So, but for example, here at the Euroseeds Congresses, you normally see a larger delegation of the host country. Is that the same in the ISF Congress?
Yeah, it will. Yes, sure. We will have delegates from all from South Africa already, which is, as I told you, one of the key players in the seed sector. So we'll have all the South African present in the ISF sector. And we will have also the surrounding members of the rounders, companies, and players in around all Africa. So yes, I think it will be a successful ISF Congress. And my dream, I don't know, my hope is that I will bring it one day to North Africa.
To Tunisia.
To Tunisia, yes. Perhaps, this is one of my...
I'm sure the Congress will boost African seed sector tremendously.
Exactly. It's a good way to speak about the African seed sector and to explain what is happening in Africa. And, it's very important that this Congress is in Africa.
Very good. Important, yeah. Good luck with that, Riyad. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the invitation. Thank you.